Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash that like button like it's your Alabama cousin, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor. If you're surfing the internet alone without a VPN, then you're surfing with Justin Skippy Trudeau. I use MedVPN to hide my location from the Canadian government, to keep my freedom of speech, as well as to sail the high seas and download movies and TV shows without potentially getting sued by lawyers. MedVPN offers unlimited data traffic, no logs, a kill switch, in case your VPN temporarily goes offline, and it's only $2.45 a month on a 24-month plan. Keep your online activities private and free. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, for those of you too young to remember the good old days, this is where the woke lived before the 1980s. Too bad Ronald Reagan had to release them from the asylums. Unfortunately, you know, if they brought them back today, they would probably try and put masculine men into them. Then again, that might not be a bad idea because it would protect us men from the cooch chaos on the outside. Unfortunately, the West has decided that the streets are now our mental institutions, and that won't be corrected anytime soon. Up next, according to the historical formula, Zendaya is the second most beautiful female celebrity. Sure, and according to my eyes, when looking at her, they need bleach too. But seriously, she's not even in the top 50, and the only thing she has going for her is that she's not fat. Everything else is terrible. You can walk into any store and there'll be a cashier better looking than her. She can't even compare to a random Asian weather girl. Number 3, looks like Germany suspended financial military aid to Ukraine due to its own budgetary issues. Probably because they have to pay welfare benefits to their migrants. It must be really bad if Zelensky put on a suit. But for the warden, the United States would have to do the same thing. Maybe if Trump gets in, he will. Looks like it took some time for Germany to realize that their enemy is not Russia. Moving on, people have been saying that they will leave America if Trump is elected. But wouldn't it be ironic if Kamala imposed price controls and the store started having food shortages? And that was the ultimate reason for many celebrities to start fleeing to places like Canada, where they could still purchase food. People are NPCs and they'll still blame Trump for this somehow, even though he isn't in power right now. A part of me wants her to impose this because then there'll be a revolution and she will be forcibly removed from office. Number 5 is the difference between girls on dating apps and girls on the first date. That's why you need to stalk her social media accounts beforehand for family photos of her full body. If you show up on the date and she's the woman on the right, she'll probably reject you saying that you're only 5'11", and you lied about being 6 feet tall. Tinder has height verification. Maybe they should also add weight verification too. But they won't because that would be considered sexist. Up next is 42-year-old woman, she looks like she's 52, asks if people see her as a lonely, childless cat lady that's unfulfilled. That sure looks like a hard 42, and her aging that badly shows us that she's not very happy. She needs to stop drinking, eat right, start working on her health, and get her hair done too. She says that in New York, she's a 9. The only thing that's a 9 about her are the number of lives her cats have. Number 7, should we ban trans women from women's sports? I say no, because I enjoy when they take women's trophies and prize money away. It's Schadenfreude. Men have been warning about this for years and no one listened. Now they can live with this. Maybe I'll enter a female sprint event or something and win some easy cash and prizes. Will someone hold up a sign for me that says, "You go, queen"? I also enjoy that trans men don't have very much success. Funny that, considering the leftoids say that there are no differences between men and women. Moving on, here's what you need to do when you're on a first date and she starts talking about how many kids she wants. Eject, mailman, eject. But I think this is wrong. You should only react this way when she tells you how many African mistakes she's already made. If she's already talking about kids and in her mid-30s, then she has baby rabies, and you gotta get the hell out of there. She's going to try and trap you with her crotch fruit. Number 9, what do we call Taylor Swift's body shape? I call it ironing board ass. To quote Foghorn Leghorn, she reminds me of the highway between Dallas and Fort Worth. No curves. Some say that she's got Hank Hill butt. Either that or you could call it a carpenter's dream how perfectly flat it looks. From the looks of her, she's so unsexy it hurts with her pancake booty. Up next, this guy says that his girlfriend told him that she used to get used by many men at the same time. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Why would she tell him that unless she wants him to break up with her, and that's one way to do it? Either that or she's doing it to test his commitments. If he can accept her, then she knows he won't be going anywhere. If it bothers him now, then it'll bother him later. Only women say this doesn't matter. Guys with any self-respect will not accept a woman like this to begin with. Number 11, it seems like all of America has decided that the Hawk 2 girl will be the queen of the world now. But what kind of example does this set for other women that if you spit on dicks, you get all the attention and money that you want? Just an FYI, but the Mets had a late lead in that game and blew it. Seems kind of fitting. Looks like they decided that she would be popular as an example to set for all the other women out there. Moving on, this woman left her husband and kids for an Egyptian lover. But it all went horribly wrong when she ended her 15-year marriage. She was with Ahmed here, and they were engaged, and he broke it off after 6 years, because he needed to marry an Egyptian woman instead. Women in the comments section justify her leaving her husband because she was only 19 when they had their first child. I love how women justify their infidelity. Number 13, why are women like this? They want you to ask them out, but when you do, they get turned off, because they know you're interested now. That's when they realize that the man has low standards now that he's picked her. Plus drama, let's not forget that. They always need that. The only men she probably says yes to are married dudes because she knows other women want them too. Up next, you know that this is the only Confederate statue that Black Lives Matter will never tear down. For many black folk, he might as well be the Pope. But if you ask them why they won't tear him down, they'll say things like, because can you really name any other white man that's put more bones in black women's mouths in all of history? Number 15, Chris Cooper here told his son that he'd give him $10 an hour if he did some weeding in the garden. His son then said if he found somebody else to do it for $5 an hour, could he keep the other $5? The dad doesn't know if he should be proud or nervous. Proud because he's got a son that's probably going to be a future business owner. Next thing you know, the son will sell the weeds for $20 a gram on Monday. Moving on, we have this award-winning ABC journalist who debunked Pizzagate and now pleads guilty to being a PDF file. Imagine my shock that he was probably just covering for horrible criminals, most likely himself too. Here's hoping that he'll be getting his just punishment in prison from fellow inmates like Jimbo, Bubba, Juan, and others. Everyone needs to remember that Pizzagate was never actually debunked to begin with. Number 17, the far-left late-night TV ad revenue collapses by 41%. That tells you that even the wokesters don't find them entertaining anymore, and figured out that they're just liars. I think this is karma in action. Maybe they should focus on making their shows funny instead of political. Plus, also, let's not forget that the lamestream media is dying rather quickly. Up next, if you ever get a girlfriend in the future, tell her that every time you have sex with her, you'll put $10 into a jar and use the money for her birthday present. So how her birthday turns out will be on her. Sounds to me like someone is paying for SEX. Wouldn't it be crazy if just before her birthday you broke up with her and took the jar away full of money with you? You know that most women, if they were that dude, would probably do that. Number 19, someone created a Swifties for Trump campaign on X. And even though Taylor Swift has disapproved of it, it's still trending. Swift doesn't know what she's doing, saying that Trump worsened the crisis that we're currently in. It wants to destroy women's right to vote and vote safely. I would love to see her and Travis holding each other crying over this. Moving on, speaking of Trump, all of these women are anti-Trump, but they're pro-rapist. Obviously, these famous women probably don't know the full truth surrounding his actions to make or break women in Hollywood. But even Trump was seen with this scumbag and didn't know what he had done. So that's somehow supposed to make it okay. But remember, these women also, let's not forget, did a standing ovation for Roman Polanski, even though they knew what kind of a monster he was. Number 21, here's another friendly reminder that a third of women only date men because the free food they receive. In other news, 100% of men buy women drinks because they want to sleep with them. Also, if you decide to date, then you should only date skinny chicks because they eat less. Besides, these days, most women only date for personal entertainment or validation. These days, you not only have to pay for her meal, but also the friend she brings along and the Uber she will pretty much take to get there. Up next, if you've ever wondered why Emma Watson spoke about feminism in front of the UN, well, now you know the real reason. Because the men there wanted to see her behind as she walked up on stage. Are you telling me that they aren't checking out her hiney? She thought that they were giving her a platform to spread her feminist ideas. Meanwhile, all they were doing was giving her a platform so they could see her ass. women aren't very bright now, are they? Number 23, here's why modern mothers are dangerous. They have designer handbags, designer dogs, and now designer transgendered kids too. And usually these women are always somehow funded by a man. For women like this one, it's always a popularity contest, and they don't seem to care about the consequences to their own kids. If women love their children, they wouldn't put them through things like this. Moving on, before the West took down Gaddafi, he warned the French that if they did that, there would be millions of blacks flooding into France. But the decision was made by America, and they threw Europe under the migrant bang bus, because they had to protect the US dollar from Gaddafi's gold-backed currency. To stop or slow migration, all citizens have to do is go out and sink invading vessels while providing everyone adequate life vests. Yeah, like that would ever happen. Number 25, it looks like we're eventually going to have to ban Turkish plastic surgeries. This one looks like it made this woman look like a Vulcan with those Spock eyebrows. Also, I guess that being tattooed all over wasn't enough for her, so she had to mutilate her face too. She looks like she went from being a 5 to being a 3 and paid for the privilege. She should have stopped at her second nose job. Now she looks like she Bogdanoffed herself. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate it to PayPal and Subscribestar links below. It really helps out. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.